Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The
Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10-2 on 670.
It is time to make our predictions for the Bears and Steelers.
The Bears' top three linebackers will not be involved in Sunday's contest, already being ruled out. I think the Bears are going to lose this game.
Wow.
27-24.
27-24, the Steelers will beat the Bears.
Oh, you got me. 28-24, yeah. Bears. I don't know why. I really can't explain
Bears
it.
Bears are winning 24-21. The Steelers are going down. Aaron Rodgers' body will be in a body bag by the end of the game.
I think it's
going
to be a 24-20 Bears win because I am a little drunk on the Bears Kool-Aid right now.
Madden more grown up?
Madden?
Yeah.
Occasionally. I always like taking the bad teams and make the franchise mode and try to build them up from there.
Rudolph to throw it. Looking for a big play. Sideline. And it's intercepted. On cue. Deshaun Wright. Williams. A strike to DJ Moore. Touchdown. Chicago. The turnover. Turns into points.
Outstanding.
Williams trying to get out of the pocket. He won't. Loses the ball, and the Steelers jump on top of it. It's a touchdown, and it's T.J. Watt.
Oh, no.
Williams throws it, and it's caught for the touchdown. Loveland carries the defender with him for the score. Second of the day for Caleb Williams. Ball is spotted at the 44, and they run. To Gainwell! Kenneth Gainwell! The speed lunging to the pylon! Williams downfield! Open man! Touchdown! DJ Moore!
Rudolph looking.
Rudolph is set!
Ball's out!
Ball's out! Ball is rolling around! Who's got it?
Bears secure it.
A numb guy. He's a hammer. Touchdown, Bears!
Finish him!
Rudolph throws! And it's tipped to the line!
Chicago Bears, one of the biggest surprises in the NFL this season, will move to 8-3.
83.
Not the same old Bears.
Good, better, bad.
Good, better, bad.
Never let it rain.
Never let it rain.
Good gets better.
Good gets better.
And it better gets better.
It better gets better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Crotty. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. It's not the same old Bears. It's not this decade's Bears. It's not most of last decade's Bears. I don't even know how to call the 2000s outside of the Super Bowl teams Bears. So that's the point here. This isn't your Bears. It's not your older sister's Bears. It's not even your judgmental older cousin's Bears. No. that cousin has his house paid off already, and you're like, what the heck? No, this is a different Bears team. You just, we all have to accept it. We live in it. And the fact that the Bears are 8-3, what a record for 670 The Score. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score. You can call us later on the show. 1045, we'll take your calls. 312-644-6767. You can text us at that number as well. Accept it. I know that this is not the sexiest quarterback roster the Bears have faced the last few weeks, but they still have to win the games that are on the schedule. And you know what good teams do? Good teams take advantage of other teams' weaknesses. And then it turns into some wins. And then, next thing you know, they're 8-3. This is playing with house money time. And to have that record on November 24th, I take it. Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, your thoughts. I'll go with the gentleman in the black, Mark Grody.
Oh, I thank you.
Because he breathed in first.
It's pretty,
he did breathe hard.
It's pretty simple.
He was ready.
I did. You were looking at me, so I was like, oh, I better get a big deep breath here.
You're
so
fine.
Yeah.
Was it a gasp or was it a preparation?
It was an unexpected preparation because usually Marshall jumps right in. So I was like, oh, boy, better get my breath here.
I figure we can mix it up.
Absolutely.
No, go hard so I can come back at you.
Look, the Bears are good. The Bears are good, and I was not saying this a couple of weeks ago. I don't even know if I was convinced last week. As I said last week, the Bears are winners. The Bears did beat a good team yesterday. Yes, they did. Yes, the Aaron Rodgers factor, you could add that in, but we could add in stuff every single week if we would like, and every team in the NFL who faces teams with injured players can go through this exercise. The Bears are good, and some of it is, it's about time to open our eyes and look at the rest of the NFL and discuss exactly where the fear factor, like what are we afraid of? And Lord knows I've had my bouts with fear when it comes to the Bears. There's no doubt about it. But I no longer am fearful of Detroit. I don't feel the fear factor from Green Bay. Lord knows Minnesota is long gone, and J.J. McCarthy has issues at the moment.
Tim Jenkins posted on Twitter. He's like, what's going on with J.J. McCarthy? And when our quarterback guru doesn't know, woo.
Yes. Yeah, no, it feels really bad for him. Like, I don't think that he is like just going to call him a bust, but he's just missing badly right now. He's in a horrible slump that needs to be figured out. But that is, we'll let Church take care of that in Minnesota for the rest of the week. But there's not, like, even as of right now, I'm probably not picking the Bears to beat Philadelphia. But even they don't have the same power that they had last year. And I'm just saying that because of what happened yesterday. In general, they've been a little bit uneven. This defense, excellent. Offense has had some issues with them. Marshall, you brought it up backstage. The Rams, they're for real. There's no doubt about it. But the fear around the NFL is, it's not there for me right now. So the Bears are good. Yes, they are.
Why would you be scared if you haven't faced any monsters? That's what I would say.
Do you know how many people are scared of monsters that they don't know what a monster
all
is?
The time.
Hey, I'm not
all
saying,
the time.
I think Philadelphia and the Rams are probably better than the Bears. That's a different story. Like, better, but not like, there's no way possibly beat Philadelphia.
What you were saying about fear itself, I'll put it like this.
Okay.
There are 19 teams in the NFL that have above 500 records. The Bears are one of them. That leaves 18 other teams. It's kind of amazing that even though the majority of teams in the NFL have a winning record, 19 out of 32, and again, the Bears are one of them, that even though 18 of the other 31 teams have a winning record, the Bears have only faced three of them. That's what's crazy about this. They faced the Steelers, who they beat. They faced the Lions, who they lost to. They faced the Ravens, who, by the way, now have a winning record. And that's it. And that's crazy. I'm sorry, the Lions. I don't know why I left out the Lions. They faced the Lions as well.
We've all tried to eliminate that game at one point or another in talking about the Bears season.
But so it's amazing that they've only faced less than a handful of those teams. They have just one win to show for it. So when you ask, are the Bears good? I'll say this. They're good enough right now.
And in the NFL, that's all that matters.
So they're not good, they're good enough? I mean, I want to be clear. Is that your caveat? I'm not trying to get you.
Right now, and that's all that matters.
It's an interesting distinction, though. Not good, good enough.
Yeah, well, like the Ravens, a few games ago, people were like trying to bury them. They're now the leaders in the AFC North.
Does that surprise you, though, that they're rising up? Did you really think they were going to stay buried?
That doesn't surprise me. People are trying to bury the Chiefs, who, by the way, if the playoffs started today at 6-5, still wouldn't be in the playoffs. And neither would the Steelers now that the Bears got that win.
But if I was in the AFC, if we're talking the AFC, that team still would scare me, the Chiefs.
Even yesterday, the argument can be made, you know, I wanted to see Aaron Rodgers. We talked about all the storylines, but unfortunately, injuries took care of that, as it tends to do this time of year.
And so that's my point, Layla, is that there's injuries to all these teams that we're talking about.
And as I was going to say, is as much as people have to accept the Chiefs' record this season, and you can explain it in a bunch of different ways, you also have to expect the Bears' record this season, and you can explain that in a bunch of different ways. But at the end of the day, the job is you're going to have to beat your opponent, and you're going to have to take advantage of what you see. As a fan, do you want to see Aaron Rodgers be the one who goes down on Sunday? Absolutely, I do. I wanted to see that because here he is flipping everybody off. He's walking all around. He's doing his little ceremonious walk around at Soldier Field. One of our listeners may have enticed him to be flipped off. Credit to you, John and Joliet. But in the meantime, you still have to accept the fact that other teams are game planning the same way. If Caleb Williams went down, you don't think that the Packers in 2 weeks would be excited, for example? So you have to face it on the flip side of this, too. Luck is a lot of times what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And that's why I think at the end of the day, this is still preparation-based. They still had to actually go out there and play the game on the schedule. And to be talking about this in this way at 8-3, I take it.
Right, and you can't. Like, at some point, and I led the way on the Bears having bad wins and being skeptical of their wins.
So what changed?
But at some point in the time, when you keep winning these games, you have to allow for legitimacy. You have to respect them. You have to admit they're winners. And then they finally did what we've been wanting them to do, and that is to beat a winning team. The Steelers were 6-4 coming into this game. That's a winning. You and I both picked the Steelers to win the game, did we not? We both picked that to happen.
That was based on the injuries. I was wrong.
Right. So, and it was easy to like think about that with the, and just because they're the Steelers, and that's a hell of a defense, and the names scare you more than the activity.
Well, Aaron Rodgers too.
Well, the Aaron Rodgers factor as well.
I mean, we talked about DK Metcalf, and the Bears were able to really neutralize him. Yeah, I think that was a big part of this. Was I respect the hell out of DK Metcalf, and they tried to neutralize him, and even with three backup linebackers, he still only gets 22 yards.
Yep.
They weren't throwing the ball down the field because Nashawn Wright instills the type of fear that you were talking about in quarterbacks, apparently.
Yeah, let him know from jump, quite literally, because what happened after that? Mike Tomlin and the Steelers made adjustments, and they said, Mason Rudolph, you're not going to throw anything that's over 10 yards in the air.
I like that play on words from jump, because he literally just jumped up and took the ball
away. But then on the flip side, you know, I do think, for everybody who says this isn't a complete game, you're right, it's not a complete game. The Steelers still rattled off a 17-play drive. They rattled off a 95-yard drive. When I saw that they were pinned on the 5-yard line, I was like, ah, sweet. And then they just marched down the field and they were able to get in rhythm. Caleb Williams got sack fumble. I don't know how they ended up scoring it because they said only one sack yesterday. But Caleb Williams gets chased down by the two people you absolutely expected in J.J. Watt. And then what we saw in Nick Herbig, he fumbles in the end zone, probably one of the worst plays of his career. But we talk about all of this differently because the team ends up helping out. Everybody ends up picking up where somebody else leaves off enough to be able to come away with that 31-28 win.
There were holes in the Bears defense for sure, but man, the plays, you mentioned the Nashawn Wright intercept. That was the degree of difficulty. I loved watching that. That was like a man's play right there. Big guy going up against big guy, and Nashawn comes down with it. I thought that was beautiful. Brisker, the fourth down deflection play. And Montez Sweat was right on time all day. The guy should have probably had three sacks. So you had all that. And then, you got your stars making plays, or the guys that should be making plays. And then, hello, DeMarco Jackson. Thank you for your 15 tackles. Hello, amen, Ogbog Bamiga. Thank you for your 14 tackles in the game. So playmaking was real out there. And here we are. we're going to be talking about this week, the fact that the Bears, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the cavalry is on its way, that you could get Jalen Johnson back, that you could get Kyler Gordon back this week. So it's getting interesting.
Our segment on Rahimi Harrison Grody is we talk about the Bears on a football Monday here on 670 The Score. Of course, brought to you by Plumbers 911, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. It's also brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It's a lot about understanding that while the team may have not been able to come together fully in the domination that you wanted to see, they still did the thing that is very hard to do in the league. They are also injured, and they outlasted a team that was also dealing with significant injuries. So much of that is November and December football at this time of year.
I give a lot of credit to Dennis Allen and finding a way to make the patchwork defense work and turning really the quarterback. When you talk about Mason Rudolph, this guy could not throw the ball down the field, but also it just limited what they could do because the linebackers were exposed for a bit, right?
No doubt.
And it seemed like the adjustments that were made at halftime really came into play. And then it became, when it's back and forth and the Steelers have the lead, you can do a lot of different things. But once the Bears are ahead, now you got to come back. And to come back, you do have to be able to throw the football down the field. And they never crossed that bridge and to a point where you felt like Rudolph was going to be able to lead them back.
I don't know, man. I take a look at what I just said with those punishing drives that the Steelers were able to put together. And the fact that the Bears were able to address another objective successfully in being able to convert red zone and end zone opportunities, goal to goal opportunities into touchdowns and not field goals, which is how they ended up winning this game. Like, they were able to answer with some objectives that they wanted to achieve as well. And to do that while only rushing for 99 yards as a team in the game.
Yeah, Bears put together a really nice drive of their own in the second quarter. The 11-play, 70-yard drive ending in the Colston Loveland, that touchdown.
Tutty.
Yeah, he had a tutty. There was a 22-yard throw to Rome along the way. So they put together another nice long drive on the day as an answer to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But yeah, I mean, so many things. And you're right, Marshall, like there were times where it looked pretty scary about, like, it looked like the Steelers were going to benefit heavily from all the backups on the field for the Bears. But what I was going to say is I know the Montez Sweat strip sack, that's the play. But low key, the sack he had in the name of adjustments, the sack that he had on the first drive of the third quarter,
yes,
to stop the Steelers right there.
Middle eight.
That might have been low-key the biggest sack of the day for Montez Sweat.
Well, there was also the one where his arms encircled Mason Rudolph, and he grabbed at his hips because you see what he's doing. You see he's trying to be legal in how he hits the quarterback and does his darndest and tries to grab at his hips, but his hands don't catch, and then he just misses it. And he thought it was going to be chaotic on the other side. And wasn't that gain negated by a penalty? It was a legal formation, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. That was one, you know, that was frustrating.
As much as we talk about what's going on with this defense and the fact that they were able to kind of patch it together, it's who you don't have to talk about because we didn't hear much about him that shocked me to my core. Ozzie Trapillo's out there at
it's
left tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
actually,
it's Trapillo to me now.
It's Zapillo.
People aren't going to mess up his name for long if he keeps doing stuff like this.
I don't think it's Zapillo, guys. I don't know.
We got to talk to Emma. Actually, we were going to have Emma on tomorrow, maybe. So we'll learn him.
Ozzie Trapillo's play in this game opened my eyes to what this team can be because if bodies are falling like flies, like mosquitoes against the zapper, and you're able to continue to put up 30-plus points, that's how I said they had to win these games coming up. And right now, they're doing the thing.
Anybody called Lance Briggs lately? Because I'm pretty sure I was about to tweet at Lance Briggs and be like, yo, there's 7 minutes left in this game. How quickly can you get to Soldier Field?
Get those double nickels out there. Let's go.
Ruben Hippolyte gets lost in that first quarter with the shoulder injury. We don't even get to see him. It was bad. Name a Bears linebacker.
Hey, Layla, guess who was there yesterday? Number 50, Mike Singletary was in the house.
I saw that.
The jokes were running like crazy in the press. Hey, could Mike Singletary suit up for this game?
Is that what y'all sounded like? I think on the scale of
exactly what they sounded like.
If age is how many plays you can still give, I bet he can give at least one. Like Debra Phone said, I got one in me. Yeah, absolutely. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We broadcast from the Scores Hyundai Studios live, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And when we have breaking news on The Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. It's Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, and me, Layla Rahimi. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer will help out today as well. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. You can catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. We're on YouTube at 670 The Score, and you can text and call us 312-644-6767. Everybody chiming in. We'll read some of the texts. We'll take your calls in 20 minutes as we continue to ask the question, do you accept it now at 8-3? Are the Bears finally good to you? We'll talk more about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Next.
Listen to Raheem Harris and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Really proud of the guys. Thought they did a phenomenal job just responding. I knew we were decimated in certain areas, and yet it's easy to the easy thing is to say, woe is me, and our guys didn't do that. They just stepped up and kept battling through. Can't say enough good things about the linebackers that stepped up in that game. It was great to get number 8, and you know, they'll enjoy it here tonight, and tomorrow we'll be in the building on a short week getting ready for the next game.
Yeah, Ben Johnson was right, because who was left on the Bears linebacking core? My goodness, decimated is actually the right word there, because they were reduced to a fraction of what they normally operate with. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And I like to describe this a lot of times if I'm trying to figure out highlights, you know, with a producer, if you're trying to figure out what's the best way to go about talking about a game. And I always ask the question, well, how would you describe it to your friend if they didn't see the Bears game? So It's, oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers didn't play. The Bears had like two healthy dudes on the defense, and they just ended up scoring enough touchdowns. And Caleb Williams, even though he fumbled in the end zone, it was okay. They withstood the Steelers and won 31-28. You know, it's something along those lines. And that's where this starts, is the injuries were such a factor in this game. We joked about calling out Mike Singletary to see if he had a play in him, but for the Bears to be able to get this done defensively, despite having those massive drives that the Steelers put together that we talked about, there's a lot of credit that goes to Dennis Allen, but even more to the pass rush, who was the most healthy unit on the defense, who actually stepped up, especially in that second half.
We called them out. We said, hey, by the way, that fully healthy unit, not the secondary, not the linebacking core, the one with the guy with the highest paid contract on the defense. Yeah, he needs to go ahead and go to work. And Montez Sweat did not disappoint. And honestly, he has not disappointed since the bye week. He has come on slowly, as Ben Johnson talked about, and been kind of more of a presence week by week, and it kind of makes you wonder, can he keep this up through the rest of the season? Because if he's given multiple sacks and pressures and everything else, the Bears might be cooking with something more than just a little Crisco.
Well, how much has he come on? Sir, let's tell you. Since the week five bye, Montez Sweat has 6.5 sacks. So he's got 7.5 total. 3 forced fumbles, 4 passes defensed, and 8 tackles for a loss. And I think you also know it when you see it. For example, when the pocket is super well formed, you're like, oh man, that's good pass pro for them. That's happened too many times, we know. I felt like the pass rush was not there in the first half. But then when you start to see it break down and collapse, and it's doing more of that in the center than it previously did before as well. And that's thanks in part to Grady Jarrett. Just if you can't get home, at least try to just mess up the shape of the pass pro.
I remember when things were at their worst for Montez Sweat and he was not getting sacks, and I spoke to him. I think I was like the only person to speak to him after a game in the locker room. I don't know if you guys remember this, and I brought the audio here, but he said two things to me. He said, number one, the media is not helping. Remember that? He
was I do remember that.
And I was like, okay, like I'm part of that. There's no doubt about it.
He was also surprised that we were reacting this way.
Yes. And the
knew this life. He was new to it.
Exactly. I mean, it is crazy because when he comes in, when he's dropped into the locker room 2 years ago, we're all obsessing over the Tez effect. We're all talking to him and he's like laughing and we're all having a good time. Because he was doing stuff. And then he goes through a bad year last year and he learned what it's all about to be playing in a gigantic market, and the criticisms that were coming your way, he clearly was reading them. But the thing, the concrete thing, the real thing that he said to me that day was, give us some time here. He was sort of pleading with me, saying that this is a new defense, that it's a new coordinator, there's new players. And it was almost like the expression in his face was, come on, like this will click. And I don't know if I believed it. I don't know if you guys believed it. I took his word, but here we are, and there's been this crescendo since, and now he's looking dominant again.
Well, that's it, is we've been on the other side of this knowing that that hasn't typically been the case. The only other comp I can think of recently was Ryan Poles, who, as we know, paid people more than the market said that they were worth. That's the only time where I feel like overpay comes into play, is when you know based on a relative value and what the offers are from other teams. That's when it comes in baseball, when like everybody wants to pay so much money, it's not overpaying because it's the same rate.
Did it feel like overpaying at the time, though, Layla?
But that's it. Yes. Yeah. I'm saying with Robert Quinn. So, like, Ryan Pace pays Robert Quinn more than any other team was willing to pay him. That's usually what happens. That's how you end up here. But significantly
more.
You
got your money's worth, though.
But not in that first year. Don't you remember? And he even talked about not wanting to show his face. And then it's the next year where he's able to threaten for that Bears record and ultimately, you know, reach that goal. But it was the next year. And so for Montez Sweat to come on immediately and then show signs of the entire defense regressing, like here we are talking about Tremaine Edmonds and questioning why the Bears wanted to pay all that money to him. That whole defense just made other people look bad. Even the people they wanted to fit in that system, it made them look bad.
Looks pretty good right now, though. Right? Well, Tremaine Edmonds looks pretty good right now.
Going back
Sweat
to
looks pretty good
Montez
right now.
Sweat said to you, that's kind of where my stance was. That's why like people are like, oh, you think they're going 7-10? I was like, yeah, because I think it's going to take time.
And frankly,
I think it's going to take time. And I think we gave him grace in saying, yeah, okay, I hear you. I understand that. But the back half of the season better look a lot different than what the first, you know, month of the season looks like.
They're still not getting the production they paid for. They're still the 10th, you know, in the league as of August when it came to how much money they're giving to the defensive line.
I think they're getting what they paid for out of Montez Sweat, though.
But overall, like, that's the point. Like, they're still not getting what they paid for overall. Montez Sweat is, though, doing his part.
I would say part of that, though, Layla, is the fact that they have been so unhealthy. They're having to do so much patchwork. Starts with the secondary at the back. And then working your way to the front, now that we know what's going on with the linebacking core, they have not been whole this whole season. And so that's why I'm like, okay, Dennis, if you can just find a way to hold the opponent to less points than what your offense is scoring, that's just a dub because you're not whole. And I know we're getting to the part of the season where a lot of teams can say that, but I think the Bears are doing a better job than most of those other teams working with what they have, and what they have is being much less than what they thought they'd ever have.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you said it, like, we always talk about the offensive adjustments, like, throughout the year as a whole. And we've seen that with the offensive line. We have seen them with the running game. And now you are, I got to imagine, although Dennis Allen gets up there and he's cool, calm, collected with us, and he, you know, pushes off any sort of excuses, he's got to be going crazy during the week. I mean, at one point yesterday, he was without 7 starters.
God.
On his defense.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot. So he's got to be going crazy. And to get the production that he got out of, again, guys like DeMarco Jackson and Amen Ogbog Bamiga.
I think it's Ogbong. OGB typically is the G is silent in the first part.
Okay.
I got to look that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Ogbong Bamiga.
Ogbog Bamiga?
No. Just take the G out.
Yeah,
the first
Ogbong.
Oh, that's Ogbong the middle Bamiga part.
So go O and then Bong.
Okay.
Ogbong Bamiga. Because typically...
Ogbong. Long O at the beginning.
So typically the G, if it's between an O and a B in those names, is typically silent. Oh. But, it depends on the individual.
What have I told you about correcting me on names on the air, Layla? What have I told you about that?
I didn't write it down. I have failed at the assignment.
Aben Obagma.
Oh, nobody knows. You know what it is? It's Zapillow.
Obong Bamiga.
It's Zapillow.
Obong Bamiga.
You know what we need here?
Obong Bamiga.
Was there a point? I am challenging our producers right now. Was there a point in the game yesterday where the announcers said the name? So that's usually the trust spot.
There were several, but we'll have to find the actual example of it.
Okay.
I remember hearing it, but can I spit it out to you and tell you the proper way at this
please.
Time?
Yeah.
I cannot at this time.
Oh.
Also, going back to the Dennis Allen point, did you see the video of them hugging after the game? So Jaquan Brisker levitates to get that deflection.
We're levitating
then,
a lot today,
and then Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen are just like embracing and slow circle. That was a relief hug if I've ever seen
one. Oh, yeah.
Why say jump when you can say levitate, Mark?
I love it.
Dua Lipa has a song.
It's a whole song. She's levitating, man. Life is good for Dua Lipa.
Also, speaking of that, so there was the hug between Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson after the game, and then there was also Jaquan Brisker doing his own play-by-play call of the video of him blocking the pass.
That's awesome.
6'2", 205 from Pittsburgh, all caps, because he is.
Oh, yeah.
Great team win. I love this team. I love the fans. All we can do is go up. Chicago, we lit. Fire emoji, and then bow and arrow emojis.
Little tease for you for our world-famous Inside the Locker Room segment later on. Jaquan Brisker will break down that sick deflection he had, and Pittsburgh will come up as well during that particular
Why do you
segment.
Say Pittsburgh will come up as well in that particular octave drop?
I don't know.
What it did you guys good. Think of that play, too? Because that was pretty, I don't know that I can say the word on the air. I feel like there's some cojones involved there when it came to that play, because Dennis Allen had Jaquan Brisker at the line of scrimmage on that crucial fourth down, and that could have easily gone the other way and had been burned, but that was the right call. Rolls Jaquan Brisker up like that, and then he's able to get the lift he needed to make that happen.
Honestly, Layla, when I watched that play, all I was thinking about was the fake tush push.
I was like, anything can happen on this play. I hope it's not as bad as that fake tush push. That was in my mind from the moment that happened for the rest of the game.
That fake tush push pretty much is the tape that any pro tush push team can show the NFL competition committee and be like, oh, this isn't a football play. Oh, it's not always the same outcome. Look at this.
What do you think the Eagles thought of that? Let's see some of that tush push.
I'm worried they might want to run it on Friday.
They just might. I thought... Did the announcer say, because I haven't watched the TV copy yet, did they say that, Grady Jarrett got a paw up on that play? Because I thought it was Grady Jarrett at
the
first.
The replay was Jaquan. There was another play where Grady Jarrett got up. And then wasn't there another play where Dominique Robinson got up? Because like he like what somebody whose number was a zero and I couldn't see if it was 50 or 90 like got up and then somebody's helmet was in a Steelers helmet was in another guy's stomach. And I was like, ah, good effort.
I saw and I wasn't clear on it. And so I saw Grady Jarrett before we talked to Brisker. I saw Grady Jarrett in the locker room. I was like, did you deflect that ball? And he's like, well, I don't know. He goes, if you could find out I did, let me know. I said, I'll do some digging.
And that it means turned he out doesn't know.
No, that means he knows it wasn't him. Yeah, but he was like, hey, if you want to give me credit, man. He's like,
trying to get me stats so I can get this money.
He was like, by the time you get out of the locker room, you let me know if I deflected. And I couldn't let him know that because it was Brisker.
Yeah. So. Well, I think that's diplomacy in action.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a businessman's way of answering. That is professional is what we call it.
Right. He's not going to give it away to me. He's not going to be like, no, it wasn't me. He's like, you go ahead, Mr. Reporter. You go find out. And if you have some good news for me, let me know.
You know what that is? It's a man who knows how to make money. Had those stats, my friend.
It's a veteran who's been around for a decade.
That's a brilliant move. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses perform live at Credit One Union Amphitheater in Tinley Park on July 29th. It is provided by Live Nation. And they put on a good show still. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 5th at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. I see the phone lines are lit up. Let's do it next. We're taking your calls on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, 312-644-6767. Call us, text us. We'll do it all next.
Amen. Og bong mamigo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fourth down, 28 seconds left. Steelers trying to get organized. Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws, and it's
Yeah, credit to Jaquan Brisker. That must have been a pretty meaningful game for him, given that he went to Penn State, as we mentioned, from Pittsburgh. This is Jaquan's week. You're just going to go face everybody in Pennsylvania. First is Pittsburgh, then it's going to be Philly.
I love the way Jaquan Brisker's playing, because if you remember a year ago, he wasn't playing. And not only was he not playing, but there was so much doubt about what he was going to be able to do going forward. Not just, will you be back this season, but what does this mean, the fact that you were out this long? But the way he's played, the joy that he's carried himself with, and I know you witnessed this in person when you talked to him, you know, during the week and after games, he feels like a guy who has refound himself, and obviously in a very lucrative situation because it's a contract year.
I was just thinking about that, like as we get towards that kind of stuff, like the decision the Bears are going to have to make on Jaquan Brisker is going to be a complicated
one. This is the hard part for the front office, because guys, they're going to want to pay, you know, at like Kyler Gordon, for example, and that's what should happen. So this is where the cap starts to get hairy.
Those are Poles' first two draft picks.
Those are his babies.
They are his babies, but both injury prone.
Yes.
So do you pay these guys? Obviously Kyler has been paid.
But in the meantime, I like that he's gotten, you know, squeaky wheels gotten the grease. He said, let me cook, and he's been cooking.
He has been. Kyler paid, Brisker, we'll see, but that's a conversation for later.
It is. I bet, I know just the podcast, I think, to have it on.
By the way, I think we're having one half of TTN at 11?
1 o'clock.
Oh, what? Where is my brain?
What?
Where were you backstage?
Where is my brain? Well, I got a surprise for Weederer at 1 o'clock. Layla, carry on.
Well, let's go to the phones. 312-644-6767. And to Tony and Joliet, you're on with Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Hey, Layla, Marshall. Grody!
What's up?
What a game, man. What a game. Another victory Monday. Absolutely awesome. I'm going to answer the question. Dan Wright, the Bears are good, and they're good for the intangible fact that we got a coach that has established a winning culture that is literally transferred down to our practice squad. When you have guys that are stepping up, I mean, Trapillo against Watt, and I didn't hear Trapillo's name once, so you know the dude had a solid game. That right interception, it was one of the best interceptions. We had a bunch of fans here watching at my house, and we rewound that three times to just watch it. What a play. I don't think the dude does that if it's last year's team and we're mediocre. I think that's the biggest thing. And, Layla, I got to say one thing, kid. You were talking like Rocky all last Thursday. Bring him on. Let's go sweep the wrist. Me and Marshall were like, hey, let's just get out of here with the win. And I tell you, I would have loved to seen you come through with that, Layla. And I would have been calling saying, congratulations, kid. You took down the champ. But we can sit here today. We're 8-3. Sounds a heck of a lot better than 7-4. We're rolling. Let's go, Frank from Oak Park.
You're right, Tony. That's who we're going to next. Hi, Frank. You're on with Rahimi Harrison Grody.
Meatball
670
Layla.
Well, my answering of the question would be probably good or good enough, but it's through sort of the lens of all my Bears trauma from the decades. Now, I wanted Rodgers to be playing. All we got was him on the sideline, that Cal Lizard, and those adorable videos of him whipping the bird to network B-roll personnel inside Soldier Field.
Adorable.
I really wanted to beat him so I could bring in mentions of the end of different Dracula films. By the way, the Jack Palance version from the 70s is a hidden treasure. But I had my own monsters to deal with Sunday. Even in an exciting victory, I'm looking at this game and I see a rookie backup at left tackle, and they have to slide in a third-day draft pick at right guard when Jackson gets hurt. Despite this, the Bears still ran an effective offense. Background here. My hellish scenario for backup O-lineman goes back to Wani's era. At Detroit, he had to plug in a stiff named Evan Pilgrim at guard in-game due to an injury to his starter. The next play, he throws a lookout block at a Lions D lineman, and Eric Kramer gets a back injury that ends his Bears career. Kudos to this O-line room. I think they have a group of eight guys where the floor is not a turnstile. And if you know Bears history, that's really rare. On defense, the same story of pleasant depth chart surprises. For that Steelers game, the Bears' starting linebackers were guys who did nothing but special teams since the preseason. And hey, Nashawn Wright has 5 picks, and he was a street free agent before the Bears picked him up. Let's give kudos to Allen and his position coaches for holding that side of the ball together with wire and masking tape. I don't think Lovie or Vic Fangio would have done a better job with that many starters out. But let's hope a few of these number ones heal by Friday. The Eagles have the ability to vaporize both smoke and mirrors.
Mm.
It's true, Frank. You're so right. Thanks for calling in as usual. Frank didn't toss to the next caller, so now we have to do it.
I'll say this. Frank's on to something there, and the depth thing, which I know we're going to get into a little bit at the top of the hour, and as far as how we get there, but if you just go back through this draft class specifically, you're going to be surprised at how influential the members of this draft class were in that Bears win on Sunday.
The 2025 draft
class.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's important to point out as well. And frankly, that is a big piece of what we want to talk about in our 11 o'clock segment. For now, we're still taking your calls, 312-644-6767. We have Vince and Gurney. You're on with Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for taking my call. Shout out to Frank from Oak Park. Every time he talks, it sounds like poetry, and then it kind of throws my mind off. But shout out to him, you know. So I had a quick question. How do you guys think the Bears are managing the two running back set between DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai? I find myself wanting to see more of Kyle Manungai runs. And sometimes it just doesn't happen, or they have DeAndre Swift in there for, you know, for his own weapon and his own purposes. But I just wonder how they're doing with that. And then as an extension of that, do you guys like Ben Johnson's play calling on third down? I see that sometimes it'll be 3rd and 2 or 3rd and 3, perfect Kyle Manungai run situation, and they're doing some bomb down the field that Caleb throws. So I'm just curious on how you guys think he's handling just the play calling from, you know, certain situations versus the totality of the situation. They're winning games, but sometimes it seems like they have to win in spite of some of the play calling. It'll be a simple little run play to get you what you need. Instead, we're asking Caleb to run around and make some great play when it doesn't necessarily need to happen that way. So just curious on what you guys think about something like that.
Well, Vince, I like that you brought it up, because I think that Ben Johnson is not an offensive caller where you're going to know 3rd and 3 is a passing down, or to him 3rd and 2 is a running down. I feel like that's part of his creation of the offense, is because he follows the concept of make the same things look different and the different things look the same. So if the formation may indicate run, he wants to pass. So that's something where I feel like you're putting defenders in conflict, and that adds to that third down concept.
And the Bears are actually 8th in the league right now on third down at 42%. The team that they will go up against this week, incidentally, and I'm just looking at this and did not know it, the Eagles are 27th in the league.
Woof.
On third down.
Their offense is broken.
I mean, that's a thing with the Eagles. We'll get into that.
I did not think losing Kellen Moore would be so catastrophic for them. I also want to answer his other question. Mm-hmm. I think they're still dealing with an injury with DeAndre Swift. I think that that's something they'll probably have to manage the entire season. And because of that, I feel like we saw him really, I think, take a back seat to Kyle Manungai when it came to the amount of carries and who was going to be the featured back. But man, Drew Dolman especially had a good game yesterday. I mean, they were opening up some big lanes, both in the passing game and in the running game through the middle.
I'm not going to be one to criticize the play calling of Ben Johnson, because he's got them as one of the best offenses in the entire NFL. But I think it shows how far we've come, that a guy who's giving you 26 points a game in the offense, you're questioning his play calling. I think that's a great thing for Bears fans.
In the name of that caller being from Gurney, I want to tell you this, that the Score this Friday will be at the Wall in Gurney, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue. All includes James Big Cat Williams and myself, Mark Rohde. We'll host our pregame show there from 11 to 2 and have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drink specials as well. It's all happening at the Wall in Gurney starting at 11 a.m. this Friday.
And one quick note on that, it is at Gurney Mills Mall.
Just specifically, we must note Gurney Mills Mall.
I'm going.
Everyone knows.
Let's go shopping, Vince, everybody.
Yeah, Vince and Gurney, come on out to the wall. It should be a really fun time
for sure.
Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670, the score on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by BC Bank and Grey Clips. We have to figure out the credit pie. We're so used to talking about the blame pie. So who deserves more credit for the Bears using their depth? Is it the coaching staff or is it the front office and Ryan Poles? There's no wrong answers and everybody wins. Step into this world with us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.